Hello, I'm Susan Smith Nash, and I'm here to talk to you today about how to motivate yourself when you hate the class you're taking. So, what do you do when you find yourself in a class you absolutely hate, but you can't do anything about it? The class is required for graduation, and it's the only time it's offered. You have to take it. You can't get out of it. Other than raw fear of failure, how can you motivate yourself? You realize that in order to have any success at all, you're going to have to find a way to become emotionally engaged and feel enthusiastic about your class. If you don't, you won't like the class you're in. Even worse, you may consider dropping out of your own online program. So, before your bad experience sabotages your future, you've got to do something. Yes, we've all been there. In my case, my bête noire class, my nightmare class, was botany. Granted, it was not an online course. It was a traditional, massive lecture lab and lecture and lab class. You know what it is, back before there were online courses. Although the topic interested me, the lectures were painfully boring, and the instructor was a graduate student who freely admitted that he did not know how to teach. Our lab work had nothing to do with the lectures, and neither the lectures nor the lab had any relation to the tests. In fact, the study exams were keyed to an entirely different text. I, like others in the class, felt extremely frustrated. The only thing that saved me at all was the fact that I had a few friends in class, and we met once a week to review our notes and try to guess what might be on the tests. We were not entirely successful, but at the end of the day, I finished the class with a B. Most of the class failed, receiving either a D or an F. So, here are a few success strategies. 1. Find what interests you. Alleviating boredom and maintaining interest by building in rewards and positive reinforcement are quite effective in an online environment. On a theoretical level, this ties in well with Gagne's conditions of learning. According to Gagne, a pioneer of instructional design and cognitive psychology, it is necessary to make people interested in the subject in order to develop conditions of learning. 2. Short-term rewards. If you can find a way to reward yourself for every small task that you've successfully done, you'll be doing just what you need to in order to motivate yourself with positive reinforcement. The idea of positive reinforcement is related to the operant conditioning. Yes, it's like training a dog. And research by Thorndike and others has shown that it is as powerful for humans as it is for animals. You're likely to feel good about things when you receive a reward, so be sure to pat yourself on the back and to lavish praise on yourself whenever you do well or when you work on your course. 3. Think of long-term rewards. Rewards are effective when they're long-term, too. Think of the ultimate goal and keep your eyes on the prize. Be willing to work through temporary discomfort in order to achieve your dream, to make it a reality. Remember that the more clearly you can define your dream, the more effective a motivator it will be. In order not to make the long-term reward seem too far away, be sure to define the small steps you'll need to take in order to get from point A to B. Reward yourself at each small step. The rewards can be extrinsic, salary, job, accolades, recognition from family and friends, or extrinsic, which is outside, external, salary, etc., or intrinsic, which is internal, which is internally gratifying. You like the thing for the thing itself. 4. Set a schedule. Develop a pattern. Program yourself to succeed. You may laugh and retort, "I'm not a robot." But you'd be surprised at how programmed and programmable we humans are. For example, say that you'd like to study for 1 hour before work each morning. The first week will be rough. You'll feel uncomfortable and won't want to wake up. But after you've set the pattern for 2 or 3 weeks, you'll find that you look forward to the early morning coffee, the quiet time in front of your computer, the procedure you've developed to make progress in your course. Once the pattern feels predictable, you'll find a kind of comfort in maintaining the behavior. If your behavior combines achieving goals you've set with receiving positive feedback from your classmates, you'll double the benefits. You'll have internal reinforcement from having achieved your self-determined goals, and you'll also have the external reinforcement from the people in your class. You'll love it. 5. Alleviate anxiety. The learner who is suffering from anxiety may feel motivated to persist in the studies if the instructor provides a prompt and meaningful feedback level, if there are group activities to help you provide a sense of connection and community so your need for affiliation is satisfied, and the course content is clearly relevant to the learner's academic life and personal goals. If you're troubled by anxiety, you may need to sit back and to find out why you're feeling anxiety. Listen to your self-talk. What are you saying to yourself as you go into the class you hate? What are your beliefs? Do you tell yourself you hate the class? Do you predict failure for yourself? If so, it's time to change those scripts. Start telling yourself that you're doing really well and that you have found aspects of the class that you like. Visit the library. Finding articles and study guides in the reference section of the online library can help you build your self-efficacy, which will, in turn, empower you to feel confident, to push yourself, to immerse yourself in the subject. 7. Build competence and confidence. Competence and confidence go hand in hand. Ironically, though, a lot of people have a fear of failure that is so strong that when they lose confidence in themselves, they are lost. Their fear of failure often stems from the fact that they do not feel comfortable with managing the information they need to master. In order to do so, they need to develop 2 things. 1, a way to organize and retrieve knowledge so that performance on standardized tests is a snap. 2, backup plan, so that even if the system of knowledge retrieval seems to break down, they've got a fail-safe way to get at the knowledge in other ways. For example, in addition to schema and classification strategies, you can also develop stories and narratives that illustrate the concepts. You may forget the details of the schema, but once you tell yourself the story, the schema and the structure of the knowledge will come back. 8, collaborate. Learner anxiety is augmented by frustration. Frustration can result from performance expectations. A responsive help desk is important, as well as a robust, frequently asked questions page. In addition, if possible, establish an on-site mentor or team leader if several individuals who are taking the course are in the same place of employment or military unit. 9. Ask questions. If learners are aware that they can send emails to more than one person, it is very helpful. Although many online programs rely on a queued approach to inquiries to the help desk with task sharing, it is also useful to add a personal touch to what can be a very dehumanized e-learning space. Anxiety can be exacerbated by seeking help from a faceless entity known only through the design on a computer screen. Personalizing help seeking helps assuage anxiety. 10. Connect the content to lived experience. Learning strategies that situate the content and make connections between the content and the individual learner's lived experience are highly effective. This utilizes a constructivist epistemology and might require rethinking and recasting of learning activities and assessment. Further, a cognitive epistemology comes to play when the individual learner makes connections, and then begins to form categories and to organize the knowledge in systems useful to the learner. Retrieval and application of information are facilitated, and the function is fluid, seamless, and meaningful when the learner can apply the knowledge to a real-life situation or to solve a problem perceived by the learner to be urgent and relevant. One useful benefit of using practical application as a learning strategy for students suffering from learning anxiety, whether situational or performance related, is that the learner can employ the new learning model to other aspects of his or her life. This is more than self-regulation and more of an eclectic approach to learning and life. I hope you found that helpful. Some useful resources are at the end of this article, so check them out. And I hope that you continue to read. And don't give up. I think you'll really enjoy this class and others. So thanks for listening. This is Susan Smith-Nash.